morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Fusion Sunday. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time worshiping with us, we are so glad you have found your way here. Take a look at your bulletin. There are calendars and announcements in there. And as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table to receive any questions you might have. And indeed, we are glad that you are here. It is a Fusion Sunday, which means that the worship service looks a lot different, and the hope and goal is to connect with people of all ages and wherever you are in your faith journey. So our time with children this morning is going to be a little different. I'm going to call all the kids up pretty early, and they're going to have a seat, and if we've got teeny, teeny, tiny ones, they are always welcome to also have a front row seat. We just ask that mom, dad, or caregiver stay with them since they'll be up here a bit longer today. Just two announcements I have first. If you've been worshiping with us for a while and you're wondering what membership here at GPC is all about, you are welcome to join myself and the session. We'll be meeting in the adult lounge and you can come and learn more about GPC. And if you're willing to make that leap and become a member, we'll be glad to celebrate that commitment in worship next Sunday. So please join us. Also, our great book conversation. We had nearly 30 people who came for the book discussion on Wednesday. And it is not too late to be part of the conversation, Waking Up White. This Thursday, we will meet at 12 Corners Presbyterian Church at 6:30. And then next Sunday, following worship, we've scheduled an additional conversation, make up for that snow cancellation. All right, but we've got one announcement that'll definitely help us get ready for spring.
All right, it's getting to be that time of year again. We're going to go ahead and try to get the guys' softball team around again this year. So if anybody's interested in playing, let me know. Next week I'll bring a list and put it on the bulletin board for anybody interested in signing up. Put your cell phone number. It's easy to communicate by text. So first games, I believe, are the first week in May. We'll try to have a couple practices before then. So anybody interested, let me know. Thanks.
And a big thanks to all of our youth leaders who will be helping us in our worship experience this morning. Now, friends, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God.
Thank you.
So at this time, I'm going to invite the children forward, and you can define that for yourself. If you're feeling very young at heart and really just want a good seat, I recommend and invite you to come forward at this time. So come on down. I know we're missing some of our bigger kids today. The senior high Sunday school class is worshiping with the Baha'i community today. Come on forward. Why don't you guys come a little bit forward? There we go. Thank you, Frona. All right. Come on forward. All right. Perfect. Okay, so now I'm just going to have you stand back up, and everyone else stand up, and call to worship we go. Ready? Here, let's share together. You guys want to share?
We gather in front of the cross.
We gather to remember how it was the day Jesus died.
Were you there?
Soon we will hear hosannas once spoken in love.
Were you there?
For the trial that hardly seemed fair.
Were you there?
To stand near Jesus' mother when the tears fell down her cheeks.
Were you there?
We were there when we crucified our Lord.
Okay, you guys can sit right here. Ready? You're going to want to face this way.
Jesus was being led away, some soldiers grabbed hold of a man from Cyrene named Simon. He was coming in from the fields, but they put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large crowd was following Jesus, and in the crowd a lot of women were crying and weeping for him. Jesus turned to the woman and said, "Women of Jerusalem, don't cry for me. Cry for yourselves and for your children. Someday, people will say, women who never had children are really fortunate. At that time, everyone will say to the mountains, fall on us. They will say to the hills, hide us. If this can happen when the wood is green, what do you think will happen when it is dry?"
"I was there by accident. I saw a long parade of people walking out of the city, and I knew they were probably walking to see somebody crucified. I didn't want to see anything else, but I had to go by them to get home. When I walked closer, I saw a man carrying a heavy cross, struggling to keep walking. He's going to fall down, I thought to myself. And then, before I knew what was happening, he collapsed in the street. I could tell that he needed help, but I was afraid to help him. He had been arrested. What if somebody tried to arrest me? People all around him were yelling and making fun of him. He just lay there on the ground for a second before soldiers stepped in and pulled him up again. I ran away, but I couldn't stop thinking about what I had seen. That man looked so sad, surrounded by people bullying him. I should have helped him, but I was afraid. I wish I hadn't been there.
Pilate called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people. He told them, "You brought Jesus to me and said he was a troublemaker. But I have questioned him here in front of you, and I have not found him guilty of anything that you say he has done. Herod didn't find him guilty either and sent him back. This man doesn't deserve to be put to death. I will just have him beaten and a whip and set free."
"No, I wasn't there, not when Jesus was put on trial. But everybody was talking about him in the marketplace. People travel for days to get to the market. My father and I go there to sell olives from our farm. Every person who walked by our stand had something to say about Jesus. Some people had seen Jesus perform great miracles, like healing people. Others had seen him yell at priests in the temple. Everybody had a different story about Jesus. Good things, bad things, and things that sounded too crazy to be true. The only thing that everybody agreed on was that he was going to die. They said Jesus had made the Romans and other powerful people angry, so he was going to be killed. In all those stories, Jesus sounded afraid of the Romans. He sounded brave, like he always stood up for what was right. My father doesn't like staying in town if there's a big trial like Jesus. Sometimes the crowds get scary or the soldiers get violent. So we went back to our farm before the trial. I wasn't there to hear Jesus speak and learn what he was really like. Was Jesus really as brave as they said? I guess so, I'll never find out. I wish I had been there."
Jesus' mother stood beside his cross with her sister and Mary, the wife of Cleopas. Mary Magdalene was standing there too. When Jesus saw his mother and his favorite disciple with her, he said to his mother, "This man is now your son." Then he said to the disciple, "She is now your mother." From then on, that disciple took her into his own home.
"I've been next to Jesus for years. I grew up in Nazareth, and Jesus and his family were my neighbors. I saw Jesus leaving home a few years ago. I don't go into the big city often, so we didn't hear anything about Jesus for a long time. But then I heard Jesus, our old neighbor, was preaching to people. It sounded crazy. I came to Jerusalem with my family for the Passover festival. I was there when Jesus entered the city riding on a donkey, and people cheered him on. I couldn't believe my eyes. Was this the same man who used to live next door to me? He looked completely different, almost royal. He looked like a king. I saw his mother, Mary, in the crowd, and I thought she must be proud of him. But later I heard that Jesus had been arrested, and I was there when he died. I saw him hanging on that cross. It was terrible. I looked around the crowd, and I saw Mary. Poor Mary. She looked like she was dying, too, watching her son hurt. I wanted to go to her and give her a hug, but my mom stopped me. She was afraid of what would happen if the soldiers saw me being nice to Jesus' mom. I wasn't sure if Jesus was paying attention to all the people standing under his cross, but he was. He saw his mother and told his disciple John to look after her. "There is your mother," he told John, and then he said to Mary, "There is your son." He was always kind like that. Jesus was always nice to the people he met. I wish he hadn't died.
Soldiers came to the place called the Skull. They nailed Jesus to a cross. They also nailed the two criminals to crosses, one on each side of Jesus.
Jesus said, "Father, forgive these people. They don't know what they're doing." Around noon, the sky turned dark and stayed that way until the middle of the afternoon. The sun stopped shining, and the curtain in the temple split down the middle. Jesus shouted, "Father, I put myself in your hands." Then he died.
Yes, I was there when Jesus died. Sometimes I went to watch when people were executed, to learn what was happening. That day, there were lots of people watching. I'd heard that one of the people being killed was Jesus of Nazareth. People called him a healer and a teacher. I wasn't surprised that people decided to kill Jesus. Our elders and priests didn't support him. I think they were jealous of him because he had so many people who liked him. Jesus was extra popular with the sick people and poor people. They were always following him around. It creeped other people out. There were all these angry people standing around Jesus' cross, yelling at him. People were making fun of him, saying that God must not love him if he was dying on a cross. They yelled that God didn't even care about him. Is that true? Jesus had helped so many people, and he still is in trouble. I've always worried that no matter what I do, I won't be good enough for God. I try hard, but will God ever notice me? I stayed there a long time watching Jesus. It was sad watching him, so after a while I turned to go. But just as I began to leave, Jesus spoke. I couldn't hear everything he said, but I could hear him say, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Jesus was hanging up on a cross, but he was still praying for me. He still cared about me and all the people watching him. I felt included in that prayer. I felt better. If Jesus noticed me, then God must notice me too. As I stood at Jesus' cross, I felt filled up with love. It was wonderful. I wish everyone could feel that special.
Let us join together in the prayer of confession. Jesus, we confess we haven't always been there. We've denied you and pretended not to know you. You have never left us. We break our promises, but your word is never broken. Forgive us for running away when the going gets tough. Wherever we are, God's love for each of us remains true. O Christ, your forgiveness and grace surround us. Wherever we are, God's love, grace, and peace surround us. So at this time, if the kids want to go back with their families and friends, they're welcome to do so. They can also stay right up here if they would like. And let us stand and sing together, Search and Keep Me.
Thank you.
may be seated. And at this time, we bring our prayers of joy, our prayers of concern. And I remind the kids who are with us this morning that every Sunday, when you all write down your prayers, they make their way in here and we share them out loud. And since you're here, that means you can share them out loud if you would like. So if anyone has a prayer, just raise your hand and an usher will bring a microphone over.
Good morning. I just wanted to let everybody know it's been a long time since I talked about my brother-in-law, Mike. Before his accident, he had a hernia, but it was a small one. The accident since then had increased. Last night he had surgery on that. They had some complication. They took him down to ICU. He is doing better, but I don't know if I can say the word autonomic dysreflexia. Anybody that's in the medical field might have a clue what that means. It has something to do with him basically not being able to react to what a normal person would. So he had a little issue there. He is doing better, but please ask for continued prayers.
Continued prayers for Mike and his family.
Janice Bilalovic, I'd just like to ask for continued prayers for Joanne. She's been moved to by Kirk Center for Physical Therapy. Her right side seems to be doing well, both her hands and arms, but her left leg is not improving yet. So she just needs a lot of prayer.
Continued prayers for Joanne. I see a couple hands over here and one.
Christine Cook. I just want everybody to join me in wishing my mother and father, Bonnie and Whit Beckett, a happy birthday. They both celebrated this last week.
Happy birthday to the both of you.
Prayers for my papa. He got in a car accident, but he just hurt his back a bit, so I hope he feels better.
Prayers for papa, definitely. Go Frona, and then we'll go back over here. Go ahead.
All I can say is the gift we have today with school and learning all of this, we are so blessed that you will do God's work and pass it on to us. I'm very grateful.
Amen. Amen. Microphone over here, maybe? Do we need a minute? Yeah. Okay, you can take a minute.
I have a prayer for my best friend, Lisiana. Her mom is losing her sight, and she's getting kind of sick.
Prayers for your best friend's mom.
Hi, Paula Sousa. I ask for prayers for my sister-in-law, who is going through treatment for lung cancer.
Prayers for your sister-in-law. I hear prayers of joy back from that corner. We'll take that one. Amen.
Todd Pym, my brother was in emergency department in Las Vegas for 3 days. He went into shock. He apparently had a 103-degree fever and pneumonia. He's home now, but he's slowly getting back, so just prayers to him, and hopefully he gets going back to work and things turn out well. Thanks.
Prayers for your brother, Todd.
Prayers for my mom's friend, TJ. He's sick, and he hasn't been able to go to work.
Prayers for TJ. Let us continue our time of prayer. God, we are nearing the time of moving closer to the cross. During this Lenten season, we have asked the question of ourselves and one another, were we there? We know we weren't really there. But help our hearts, our minds, to be open to the experience of the crowd that day. Of you, knowing that you indeed know our sadness and our pain and our loneliness. That through your Son, Jesus, God, you felt it. In these prayers that have been lifted, provide comfort, provide peace and healing. And in a world, O God, where there is so much hatred and meanness, help us to keep looking for your love. Help us to be the hands and the hearts that are there to show that grace, forgiveness, and joy are possible. And help us, O God, to always live into that hope. For it is in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. With joy, let us give thanks to God for all the ways that God has entrusted God's bounty to us, and let us offer a portion of that back to God. One more time, and I love that suggestion. So I'll give Chris just a second. Let's go through it one more time.
Thank you.
We give in grateful thanksgiving for all that God has given us. In the upside-down world of the gospel, we measure our wealth not by what we have, but what we can give away. Let us give away generously in this offering to bless your church, your people, your creation. Amen.
I can think of no other blessing better than the words of that song. Friends, go. Go with the Spirit and the blessing of God, knowing that you have been nurtured, that you are loved, that the grace of God is always with you, as is the power of Jesus Christ and his saving love, and the courage that it takes from the Holy Spirit to do this day in and day out. Go with that blessing. God's love now and always. Amen.